18. Mind mapping for everyday life. If you love mind maps, it will please you to know that you can use them for everyday tasks. That's right, you can use them to plan gifts, to write your shopping list, for gift ideas, to plan a wedding, or plan your networking. You can even plan your exercise routine or health and fitness in general. Check out some of the most common ways to use mind maps throughout this section, and see if you can think of your own use for them too. Networking. We can use mind maps to plan, make the most of, or even limit our networking usage. The principles are the same, really, because your central idea is to network. If you are doing this for business or for something you are doing personally, you should think about what your goal is. For example, a business might want to build an audience, whereas someone who thinks they spend too much time on Facebook might want to limit or reduce their social media usage and increase personal, face-to-face networking groups. You should then write the different networking groups that you want to tap into. So, for instance, maybe a person who is self-employed wants to attend specific networking groups in their area and is signing up to networking meetings. Maybe they also want to spend 1 to 2 hours per day building up an online audience, too. Therefore, they would want to mix up their networking. People network for many reasons, and sometimes this could be to make friends, to learn something, or because you have something in common and would like to build up contacts. Shopping for gifts. If you are shopping for gifts, mind maps are perfect. If it's a person's birthday, then you might put their name in the center, central idea, and then list all the gifts you think the person would like. You could then use a process of elimination to confirm your choice. This would be in the essence of a brainstorm to grow your ideas. If it's a special occasion, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, then maybe you would name the occasion in the center. And then your subcategories could be the names of all the people you need to buy gifts for. You can then use your twigs, colors, shapes, and maybe images to highlight gift ideas. If you're not sure, maybe you could link up to that person's hobbies or interests so that you can think further about the perfect gift would be for each specific person. You can even use a mind map to give other people gift ideas too. Have you ever been invited to a birthday party, christening, or wedding, and you don't know what to buy as a gift? In the next section, we will talk about planning a wedding. Many people who plan a wedding have a wedding gift list to give their attendees gift ideas. Christmas gifts. Father, grandfather, grandmother. Sister, nephew, niece. Friend, uncle, son, daughter, husband, mother, grandmother, grandfather. Planning a wedding. If you are planning a significant event, such as a wedding, there is so much to think about. Visual maps can be very useful, as they can help you to create a to-do list and consider costs, too. Look at the diagram below to see the different things you might have to think about if you are planning your wedding. How to plan a wedding. Wedding. Guests, accommodation, arrange, travel, church, flowers, bride, maids, groom, dress, brides, groom, best, cars, bride, maids, family, photography, video, prints, where, after, send, confetti, honeymoon, catering, food, drink, reception, when, where, ceremony, church, dates, invitations, guests, invitation. You can go further with your mind map once you've completed the initial phase. For instance, we all know that weddings require a venue, but it's not as simple as just choosing and booking a venue. If you are planning your wedding, one of your subcategories would be venue. But then from this, you would have a list of possible venues that you are interested in. Once you've viewed them, you could detail the cost and use colors to represent how you felt about the venue. Pink for it's the one, green for good, amber for okay, and red for no way. You could then make a folder of your favorite venues with information about the package they will offer you. For subjects such as venues, you may need to create a mind map that sums up each of them so that you can make an informed decision and comparison of venues. If you're getting married, then it's your special day, so you need to make the right decision. Meal planning and food shopping list. You can use visuals to plan your meals for the week and your shopping list. To do this, you should note down your central idea, which, in this case, are your weekly meals. The subcategories should be the days of the week, and then the twigs can indicate breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. When you've completed this initial stage, you can go back to each day and note down what food you require for each day, so you know what food you need to buy this week. Don't forget to include drinks, too. You can then form your shopping list based on your mind map. Health and fitness. You can use visual maps to create, plan, and monitor your own health and fitness. You must consider this topic carefully, because health and fitness are customized based on your needs and expectations. Your map will always be individual to you, because it depends how you interpret the idea of being fit and healthy, and how you choose to approach this. Your goal will be different to others, because it's your individual plan. If you have a goal to lose weight, or you want to create your own health and fitness regime, then you should certainly turn to mind maps. You could even use your mind map to plan out your own healthy meals. Check out the diagram below to see how you can plan your own health and fitness. Health, stress, causes, exams, work, relationships, effects, cry, diarrhea, insomnia, exercise, flexibility, toning, aerobic, warm-up, help, doctor, dietitian, nutritionist, diet, fruit, veggies, bread and cereals, sleep, insomnia, tips, no smoking, comfy mattress, regular exercise, 33% of our lives. Before you begin, you could have a weight goal in mind. Turn this into a SMART goal and list all the things you need to do to hit your target. For instance, exercise, meals, meditation. How often will you get weighed or measured? What exercise routine will you follow? What diet are you following? You should then think about how you can manage your cravings, how you will stay motivated, and how you can maximize results. A great benefit of a visual map is its flexibility. If you have a fitness or exercise regime, you can start to increase the difficulty level. As you progress, increase your fitness level and start to lose weight. Start adding some new exercises when it's no longer challenging. You can also think about what you need to do to stay healthy. Our BMI, body mass index, is calculated based on our age, sex, and height, so our dietary requirements and calorie fat intake differs. It's important to reflect on what health is for you. We talk a lot about having a healthy diet and regular exercise, but we also need to have a healthy mind, too. Spending time meditating or reading your affirmations might be just as important to ensure you are of sound mind. Be true to your mind, body, and soul.